Today I'm in the northern Finnish city of Rovaniemi, where the trial gets underway of 11 players from the Finnish Football League who are accused in a match-fixing scandal. I'm talking to Egan Richardson, who is a sports journalist with Finnish national broadcaster YLE. And Egan, this scandal really has sent shockwaves through the Finnish football community. Why is that?
Well, because people don't expect that Finnish clubs, Finnish players, Finnish fans could be involved in this kind of thing. Finnish football is very low-key. They have very low crowds, very low budgets. There's not too much money and not too much pressure in the Finnish league. The average Finnish footballer earns actually less money than Finnish people on the street. The average Finnish person has a higher income than the average player in the top flight. So it has been a shock that this has been such an international scandal has happened in Finland, where football is not a big deal. However, the same reasons why it's a big shock are the reasons why Finland is at risk from these kind of match fixes, because when players' wages are low, they're more at risk of accepting these bribes.
And there are a lot of foreign players playing in the Finnish league, and that has something to do with the salaries. And the unpopularity or relative unpopularity of football in Finland. What is it that these... Why do these players come to Finland in particular?
Well, Finland is just about in Europe. It's a gateway to bigger leagues, to the big time of European football, which is huge all over the world. It's the place to be if you're a footballer growing up in Africa. So players will accept low salaries to move to Finland, even lower salaries than they might get in Asia or the Arab countries. But then when they get here, possibly the low-key nature of football here is not conducive to their career aspirations. There aren't so many scouts that watch Finnish football. There aren't so many opportunities to advance your career in that way.
And well, just give us a little sense of that, contrasting the very high-profile lives of footballers in Argentina or England or Italy and Spain compared to Finland. If your average football star from one of the Helsinki clubs or the Rovaniemi club walk down the street, what's the reception they're going to get? What is their life like?
With the exception of the really big stars like Jari Litmanen and Sami Hyypiä, people don't tend to recognise footballers that much. They're not idols, they're just ordinary people. A lot of them have a much more balanced lifestyle, I guess, a much more healthy attitude to life. They will balance the club commitments with studying, with the family, with work, and their career outside, after football even. That is a positive and a negative thing. It means that football isn't life and death for them. It's not the most important thing in many of their lives, which is a good thing for their mental health. But it also means that there isn't so much pressure and so much criticism when defeats and mistakes happen.
Egon, that was very diplomatic of you there comparing the lifestyles of some other European soccer stars compared to here in Finland. The trial starts today in Rovaniemi with the 11 accused appearing in court and is expected to last several weeks. Egan Richardson from Finnish national broadcaster Yle, thank you very much for joining me.